In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, we are here today to celebrate the life of our brother, our friend, Walt Wheeler. I'm very sad to say that I only knew him in the last couple months of his life. I've heard some really wonderful stories about him. About a month ago, I went to go see Walt when he was in the hospital. And I went into the hospital room, and I sat down, and I was talking to him, and I said, "Well, what brings you in here, Walt?" And he said, "Well, I'm 90 years old, and I have cancer in two places. And about a year ago, I had a knee replaced, but then I got an ulcer on my foot, and so I was going to have the other knee replaced, but now I really can't walk. And then I developed an infection." And then he looked at me and he said, with a straight face, he said, "But outside of that, I am the model of perfect health." You really have to love that sort of optimism, don't you? That optimism was one of the many gifts that Walt gave us. Today we sing a song of the saints of God, patient and brave and true, who lived and fought and loved and died for the Lord they loved and knew, remembering a person who has passed is never a time without sadness. We grieve that we will not see our loved one for a time. These times of death are filled with uncertainty and doubt, and they are a reminder of our own mortality. But this is not just a time to grieve. It is a time to also remember the joy that our loved one gave us, and to remember as a good example. So we remember Walt, a man who loved God and loved others, an active church member, one who sang with joy, one who gave his time to help others, a husband and father who deeply loved his family. Walt gave us an example of a very well-lived life. Should we all be such examples of well-lived lives? The reading that we heard today from Isaiah says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort those who mourn." We remember that our time on earth is relatively short, and we will all be here one day, each and every one of us. But my friends, this is not something to despair. This is not something that we should be afraid of or sad about, because your time on earth is a gift. And each and every one of you is a gift on this earth. And we should all remember that. We should all remember that we are those whom Isaiah talks about, that the Lord is calling to bind up the brokenhearted and to comfort all who mourn. Not just in times of sadness, but times of joy. And if you think about all those saints of God that we have all known, think of all those you have loved and lost. The reason that you love them is because they made an impact on you and others. And it's because they tried, we don't always succeed, but we try our darndest sometimes, to make this world a better place. Isaiah continues on to say, "They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display His glory. When somebody dies, we often say, and I heard it a couple times this morning, we often say that they are going home to God. They are called home. When we think of home, it is a thing of comfort. There's familiarity, solace, warmth, love, companionship. But our life here on earth is not our home. Our life here on earth is a journey, and we are just passing through on this journey, and our home is not here. But at the same time, this world is God's creation, and we are caretakers. Our reading from 1 John says, "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are. Our brother Walt was a child of God who cared for this world as he passed through it. And now he has been called home, where he will continue to sing and walk with Jesus and loved God as he has always done. And when we celebrate a life like this, it is a reminder, not of our sadness, not of our loss, but it is a reminder that our loved one has gone home and that one day we too will be called home. Remembering someone fallen is a time we can grieve. It's really okay to be sad. If anybody remembers the shortest verse in the Bible, I heard it. Jesus wept. He was weeping because he was grieving the loss of his friend Lazarus. It is okay to grieve. It's okay to be sad. Even our Lord Jesus Christ was sad and wept at the grave of Lazarus. But we also remember that it is not ending here. We remember that we have hope in the good news of Jesus Christ. That this is not the end, but just the beginning. We will hear in a few minutes the words, "Life is changed, not ended." Those who have gone before us left us with great gifts in their life and their presence with us. And let us remember that in sadness, there is also joy. That in grief, there is also hope. And that in death, there is also life. Amen.